What up, everybody? This is TP Fosick. Today, I wanted to go into something that has come up recently and I've found is really important for everyone to know a little more about. And I think the process of learning Chinese has been understated in so many ways or overcomplicated in other ways that I want to clear up right now. I want to go into it. I want to make sure that everyone is not stressing out over the process because that's what I did in my learning, and I want to make sure that you don't have to do that. Let's get into it. All right. So, one of the most core things, one of the most common things that you hear when you're learning Chinese or when you're thinking about learning Chinese is like all these challenges that you have in the wake of your decision to learn Chinese. And what the thing about that is, you have to recognize that yes, there are many challenges, but also there are, people have been learning Chinese forever, right? There's lots of resources. When I was learning Chinese in university, I was really surprised when I first met my teachers, because they were a lot older. Both of them were like older guys. I think they were in like their early 50s, both, something like that. And they had all these different experiences and a compilation of resources which have been out there for a long time. And they've been simplified and become more available to everyone. And here, the thing is, like, when you think about it that way, you can see how, like, people have been struggling to learn Chinese for a long time. And for my teachers, when they were learning Chinese, they didn't even have like the internet, and they were successful. They were successful, and they didn't have the internet. But what they had to do each, because they didn't have the internet, what they had to do each time they learned a new word was they had to go into the dictionary, and from the dictionary they had to find what radical the character had, and then they would have to like search through the dictionary in this incredibly long, difficult way just to learn how to pronounce it and what it meant, and then they'd have to go back to the text and try and go again, and likely the very next word is something they also had to research. So we don't have it that bad, guys. We really don't. And also all the resources that you need are like in Pleco. Right, if you have a word that you don't know right now, you can scan it and find it. So just on a comparative basis, we have a lot more resources and a lot more capacity and access to the information that's going to help us. So the problem that comes up is that the arguments that people give for why Chinese is really hard is all based off of old information. Old information. And if you can take that in, if you take that in, then you'll see that learning Chinese, the challenges that come up, there are solutions to them. There are many solutions to them, and you have access to them throughout, the internet, through me, of course, and through there's so much there. So, like, I really want to take off a lot of the pain and the stress that people feel when they are choosing to learn Chinese because. Like it's really not as bad as they say on the front. Now that we've gotten through that, you guys can see this is it's not as hard as it sounds. It's much easier than it seems. And now let's go into the things that are challenging about Chinese. What are the things that really do kind of mess with you, kind of get to you in your learning process? And they're all the things that I mentioned before. No, but really though, really like they're like characters can be very difficult because there's so many of them. But and then also the tones can be difficult because it's so because people feel like you have to memorize them. And the point of this podcast is to show how these things are not actually as complex as many people think they are. Number one, the tones. You don't need to memorize the tones. I talked about this in a recent video on YouTube. Go into the links below to check out the YouTube channel. I'm making videos over there. I'd love to hear what y'all have to say about the videos. If there's anything that you want to see in the content, future videos, tips, ideas, I'd love to hear about it. please go over to the YouTube channel, subscribe, like the videos if you like them, comment, let me know what you think about them, and let me know what more you want to hear. As for the tones are complex, right? You have to get through a certain period of time where you are kind of learning the tones directly. But the interesting thing is, after you take, like, you know, a couple a day, maybe, where you're spending, like, focused effort, a couple of hours in a day on how to learn the tones, then you have to put them aside, right? This is my recommendation. Like, the fastest way to get to, like, fully understanding the tones, having perfect tones, is by learning it. Like, you sit down for, like, an hour or so, and you focus on the tones. And then after that, then you go to learn words, right? You want to learn many, many words in Chinese, because each word has a tone, right? And if you know, if you take, like, the common example, right? The common example is, like, ma, 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 right? That's the most common example of Chinese tones. So the first one, ma, is mother, and ma is horse. And, so you can see how confusing those two would be a problem, or like, it'd just be, like, really confusing for the listener. And the thing about that is, like, you can't learn the difference. Maybe just now, as I was saying it, you didn't hear it, right? You couldn't hear the difference. But the point is, like, you can't learn to hear the difference. You have to learn the difference in the words. Right, you have to learn how to use the word horse and the word mother in a variety of sentences with a bunch of other accompanying vocabulary, and then you can get to the point where the tones start to make sense to you. You can't do it before, right? It's illogical. From the perspective of somebody who has been learning Chinese for over 7 years and who is now teaching the language, it's irrational to expect a student to understand the tones from direct study. You have to learn the words. Learn the words first, learn how to use them, and then eventually, it's almost like your brain feels like a dissonance, where it's like, this, I'm saying the same thing in this sentence and in that sentence. What's the difference? And then when you're listening to the recordings, it's almost like your brain will be, like, in the background trying to figure out, what's the difference? Where is it? And eventually the tones will start to become much more clear to you. The peaks and valleys of people's speech will become much more clear, and that is the time to stay focused on the tones. Once it starts to click, once you can start to hear it, then focus on the tones. If you focus on it before you understand it, before that switch happens, where it becomes more clear, like, audibly, you can hear it with your own ears, you know that there's a difference, you can hear it now, that's when to focus on it. If you do it before you get to that point, then what's going to happen is you're going to memorize things that are incorrect, right? Like I said, you can't understand it until you hear it. You're not going to be able to do it until you hear it. So just don't spend the time that way. And then also, if you're doing it at a time before you understand it, you will be cementing mistakes, right? You're focusing so hard on it. You're trying to memorize the tones. But technically, at the time that you're trying to memorize, if you're doing it at the time that I'm saying not to do it at, you will end up having mistakes, a lot of mistakes, because you've memorized something that doesn't serve you, right? It doesn't help you in your language learning process. It actually takes away from your ability to really understand and also to be understood. A lot of foreigners, you know, like, years and years of learning Chinese, their tones are still incorrect all the time, and it's because of the way they start, right? I'm trying to save you years of frustration here. So trust me with this one. Buy into it. Also, go to the YouTube channel. Follow. Subscribe. Comment. Let me know what you think. I want to hear from you guys. I have listeners, by the way. I was looking at the statistics. And, like, I have listeners everywhere. You guys are from everywhere, which is, like, super cool to me. Like, I want to know more. I want to know more about you guys. I want to know more about your struggles. I'd love to hear from you guys. So go to the YouTube channel, comment, subscribe, let me know, and let me know anything. Like, I want to hear from you guys. Back to the characters now. So in a recent video on YouTube as well, I talked about Anki, and I also talked about the radicals, right? There's the 10x, the only way to 10x your speed in learning Chinese characters, I think is the name of the video. It's a little clickbaity, but it's for a good cause. And that video is clearly about the how to speed up your language learning process as it comes to the characters. So the characters, you might know this already, instead of like thinking about Chinese characters in terms of, learning how to memorize each one. Each one is like a special different character and you have to just know it. It's more true that within the characters there are radicals. And so if you learn the radicals and you learn to kind of perceive the characters in terms of the radicals, then you can begin to really get connected to the way that the language operates, right? You look at the characters, and in the video, I have a character on there called Biang. Biang. It's a type of noodle from Lanzhou. Amazing noodles. I had it once before. I wish I was in that city for longer. I had them in Xi'an, by the way. But there's like two cities where you can get them in China. But in that character, there's about seven radicals. If you guys know the character for horse, the character for horse is in there. The character for long, the character for heart, as well as the character for knife, the character for house, or the character for like lid. If you think about the word jia, jia, like house, it's the radical. It's that little like top part, the first three strokes. So many different radicals in it. And if you start to understand the radicals, then when you look at a character, all these little parts of it that are in other words and like ma and long and heart, they are words themselves, and they become a part of other words together. You can start to see how if you look at the characters from a more holistic perspective and you study the characters in general before you study individual characters specifically, you're going to cut the time down, you're going to cut the stress down, and also it'll provide more long-term success, right? When you have a system, you will have much more consistency. You will have much more fun with the learning as well. And then above all else, sorry, I just dropped my pen on my keyboard there. But above all else, you will have the ability to know how to approach new characters. If you have 100 characters in a list that you have to study, you're going to be able to do it pretty easily, right? Because you know it. And after you've learned like 1,000 characters, and proficiency, high proficiency in Chinese requires about 3,000. 1,000 will probably be like mid intermediate level. You'll be doing really well at that point. 3,000 is kind of a lot. But once you've gotten to like 1,000 characters, the idea, like the time that it took you to learn 1,000 characters will be cut into like one third to till you get to like the second 1,000. Just because you have a system, right? Now just imagine that. Imagine being able to study Chinese in a way and pick up 1,000 characters in a way that was like not stressful. In a way that was really easy, really approachable, and also you built momentum into it. That's the type of community that I'm trying to have, y'all. That's the type of community that I want you to be a part of. So if you guys are interested in being a part of a community of learners that are focused on language learning in a way that's going to be enjoyable, fun, and engaging, like both in terms of like, the learning of the language itself, but also your ability to go out and meet new people and like go to the Chinese restaurant in your neighborhood and talk to the locals, talk to the people there, and maybe even show off a little bit as you flex speaking Chinese to in front of all your buddies in the ways that they never expected. I hope that's what you're about. If that's what you're about, subscribe to this podcast, but also subscribe to the YouTube, comments to me, let me know. I'm on Twitter as well. And get over to Twitter, hit me up. Let's make a community out of this. I'm about having more fun learning languages, traveling the world, and I want you to be a part of that. If that's for you, I've already told you what you gotta do. I'll see you in the next one.